Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. Today, I'd like to take you to the 135th Psalm as we prepare for a time of quietude and solitude, and listen to what Eugene Peterson translates into the message. God, your name is eternal. God, you'll never be out of date. God stands up for his people. God holds the hands of his people. Listen to that, friend. Listen to those two short verses. God, your name is eternal. God, your name will never be out of date. God stands up for his people, and God holds the hands of his people. I find that just wonderful, that a God that could speak creation into place, a God that can hold back the seas and can move mountains, that God is eternal, always has been, always will be, and is today God, that he will never be out of date. You know, I've noticed that there are times that as I grow older, even though I promised myself back when I was a kid I would never get old and think old and act old, I do. It's like the older I get, the more actively I find myself being old. The great news about God is that he isn't changed by a fad. He isn't moved by the time. He is absolutely positively moved to stand for his kids and to hold the hands of his people. Today, as we prepare for our time of meditation, join me in this prayer. God, we're grateful that you are God, that you hold the keys to this universe in your hand, and somehow, some way, you hold us there as well. And Lord, we are grateful that you are a God that is never out of date, that you, your name, and your word are forever eternal. Hold us today and give us power, give us peace, and give us direction. When you cry out to the Lord and you follow in that prayer and genuinely want to hear from the Lord, friend, he will not be hard to hear. He cannot wait to talk with you. So let's step into a time of quietude and solitude and allow you to hear from the Lord. And just start off this time by getting a place where you can get away from the noise and away from the busyness. Maybe you have to put headphones on. Maybe you need to pull over at a convenience store parking lot. Maybe you need to get off the treadmill, or maybe just find a place where you can just kind of sit down and get frumpy and let your mind and your soul and your body just fall at ease and tell the Lord two things you're grateful for right now. God, I'm grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then take a need that is before you, that you know the only way that that could be met is that God himself steps in, and ask the Lord to step in and hold the hand of you, his child, and to stand up for you, his kid. Ask the Lord that today, right now. And now I want to give you a few moments of quietude. I'll mind the time and listen for the voice of God. I say it all the time, but I can't say it enough, that when we train our soul to expect the voice of God, then what will happen is we will be attuned to hearing that voice, and we will respond because he is faithful always to do so. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, thanks so much for joining me on another weekday meditation. I trust that these times are meaningful and purposeful in your life, and I would be so encouraged if you would share these on Facebook or Twitter, maybe on Instagram, any social media platform you have. And when you think of a family member, a friend, a coworker who might need just a pick-me-up or a guide and direction into speaking and discovering peace and power and direction in their life, share these. It would be a blessing. I'd love to hear from you. You can always send me a email to chuck@achuckallen.com. And you can also find my blog there, including the 4 for Friday, which includes 4 things that are recommended reads, listens, learnings, and reviews. Thanks so much, friend. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.